Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. I want to begin with this. I had the opportunity, we actually did it over 2 days, because of phone challenges, not ours, phone challenges at the other end. I had the opportunity to have a one-on-one interview with Pierre Poilievre, who's leading, of course, in national polling to become the Prime Minister with a significant majority government. So let's play that back for you. A lot of areas, a lot of issues we covered with Mr. Poilievre. Let's start with this. Mr. Poilievre, let's begin with the carbon tax increase scheduled for approximately 2 weeks from now, April 1st. Mr. Trudeau says in response to multiple premiers calling on him to postpone the increase that they're short-term thinkers and that his job is not to be popular. And you and the Conservative Party will force parliamentary votes on this issue this coming week. Do you have a chance of derailing the April 1st tax increase?
I believe we do, Roy. You know, after 8 years of Trudeau, everything costs more. 200 million people are lined up at a food bank. Some are having to jump into dumpsters in order to get a meal. I spoke to a food bank in St. John's just the other day where they say that their demand is up 45%. Canadians cannot afford to pay any more Trudeau taxes. So we've mounted a massive tax revolt to spike the hike and axe the tax.
Let me move to the GC strategies question. It's publicly presented by the Federal Auditor General as the poster child for an unsupervised and out-of-control federal government money-plundering business. And yet the owners of GC Strategies claim it's the Auditor General who doesn't understand or appreciate the truth of their situation or how to conduct an audit. Your reaction to that?
Well, two things. Here are the facts. This app was supposed to cost $80,000. It cost $60 million. 76% of contractors admit they did no work. GC Strategies, according to the Auditor General, got $20 million for this project, even though they don't do IT work. So apparently they are just the middleman. They are a four-person company operating out of a headquarters in the basement of a cottage. And they're getting all this money when they admit they don't even do IT work. So, you know, I don't blame them, though. I blame Justin Trudeau. He's the guy we elect to manage our money. These guys are just taking advantage of an incompetent, careless, aloof, wasteful prime minister to stuff their pockets with the hard-earned money of Canadians. So, I mean, Justin Trudeau is not worth the cost. And we need to fire him and replace him with a common sense government that will cut back on outside consultants and other bureaucratic waste so that we can bring home lower prices.
Mr. Poilievre, do you have any idea how prevalent making off with many millions of public dollars through questionable federal contract bidding really is, particularly given Ms. Hogan and her auditors were unable to find where all the ArriveCan app money trail leads to?
They don't know where the money went, and they don't even know how much was spent. The Auditor General says it's at least $60 million, but she doesn't know for sure because there's no paperwork. I don't know how you can spend $60 million without having a record of it. Like, would there not have been bank transfers and other electronic records of all of this money? This is a federal outside consulting. It is now the fastest growing industry in Canada. It's grown by 100% under Trudeau. We now spend $21 billion on outside consultants, almost as much as we spend on our entire military. It works out to $1,400 in taxes for every Canadian family just to pay for outside consultants. So we slash the spending on this overall contracting out and bring the money inside the government. We have the bureaucrats. They're getting paid. They're more numerous than ever. They should be able to do the work without outside consultants getting $2,000 or $3,000 a day per person to do it.
Let me come back to the issue of the carbon tax and the opportunity that you'll have as the Conservative Party forcing two parliamentary votes on the issue this coming week. You said you do have a chance of derailing the April 1st tax increase. How would you do that?
The same way as we got Trudeau to take the tax off of home heating, it's by pressuring his MPs. If members of the Liberal caucus bang on the doors of the PMO, then he'll have to back down and cancel this April 1st hike. So I'm telling Canadians, call your Liberal MP, tell them to tell Justin to spike the hike. Secondly, they should vote for my motions next week, which will seek to cancel the April Fool's Day tax hike. And if there's enough Liberals, the Democrats, maybe even Bloc Québec law members who break with their leadership and vote for my common sense conservative motion, that we can spike the hike until such time as I axe the tax altogether.
Mr. Poilievre, we have prominent economists becoming deeply worried about Canada's future, and investors are taking note, according to a Globe and Mail story. And the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development projects Canada's real per capita GDP growth will place us dead last as the worst performing advanced economy from 2020 to 2030. But the OECD isn't finished. They project Canada's economy will continue to be the worst performing among advanced economies until 2060. What will you do? What can you do? Should you be elected a majority government prime minister to take proper advantage of Canada's natural resource center and to increase the amount of oil and natural gas this country exports to a waiting and in need world?
So my common sense plan is to axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, and fire the gatekeepers. So we're going to axe the carbon tax, which will lower the cost of industrial production. It'll make our farms, factories, fisheries, and forestry all more competitive when the energy costs are down. Affordable, abundant energy is the pillar of economic growth. And we're going to have it by firing the gatekeepers so that we can speed up permits for mines, pipelines, oil and gas projects, and other resource production. We have the greatest resources per capita of any country in the world, but the worst approval laws. So I'll repeal C-69, the unconstitutional anti-development law of environmental fanatic Stéphane Guilbeault and Justin Trudeau, and we'll repeal that law, replace it with a law that gets things done in this country. We're also going to build the homes. Right now, residential real estate is sucking up so much of our investment because people are forced to spend all of their savings on inflated real estate. I'm going to get the government out of the way so we can build affordable homes by requiring municipalities permit 15% more home building per year as a condition of getting their federal dollars, by selling off 6,000 federal buildings and thousands of acres of federal land, and by eliminating the carbon taxes on home building materials. And finally, we're going to fix the budget by capping spending and cutting waste to balance the budget. We can bring down inflation and interest rates and make our dollars stronger and the economy more powerful. That's my common sense plan to leapfrog over the other countries and unleash growth in Canada.
Mr. Poilievre, let me come back to the carbon tax. BC Premier David Eby answered your letter to him asking Mr. Eby to support the majority of Canada's premiers and you by adding his name to the call by the premiers to halt plans for a carbon tax increase on the 1st of April. Mr. Eby accuses you of operating a baloney factory. What do you say?
Well, his constituents can't even afford to buy baloney after 8 years of him, the NDP, and Liberal coalition, because housing costs have doubled. The carbon tax is quadrupling. Inflation is its worst in 40 years. That's his and Justin Trudeau's record. And now he wants to raise the tax another 23% and quadruple the tax over a five-year period. That is absolutely insane. So he should talk to his own citizens in British Columbia who can't afford to eat, heat, and house themselves, and join with the seven other premiers who called on Trudeau to spike this April 1st tax hike.
Melanie Joly, the foreign minister, visited with the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, who really isn't the leader of Gaza. Hamas is the power in Gaza. Ms. Joly, or Minister Joly, had her picture publicly taken with Abbas, who has questioned the Holocaust and downplayed the Hamas brutality against Israeli citizens last October the 7th. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I think Trudeau has tried to divide Canadians on the Middle East to distract from his quadrupling carbon tax, his doubling of housing costs, the crime wave he unleashed with catch and release here at home. He's tried to divide Jews against Muslims and Canadian against Canadian. I think we need to stop that. We need to take a clear and consistent stance that the only way to have a peaceful end to this conflict is for Hamas to turn over the hostages, disarm, and unequivocally and unconditionally surrender so that October 7th type attacks never happen again.
So did I also just hear the answer to my question that I haven't asked about the NDP resolution to be voted on in Parliament on Monday, which calls for the recognition by the Canadian Parliament of a state of Palestine and the end of Canadian military equipment sales to Israel?
I will be voting against that because right now Hamas is still running Gaza. So you'd have Hamas as the head of state in Gaza, and I don't think we want that. So we need, I believe that we should have a Palestinian state, but it has to be a peaceful, democratic state, not controlled by terrorists.
Let me ask you about our justice system, which often appears to be neither justice nor system. Notorious prisoners, horrific murderers, Paul Bernardo, Luca Magnotta, transferred quietly to medium from maximum security prisons. And then, Mr. Poilievre, there's George Lovey, the killer of former Buffalo Sabres and Team Canada goaltender Don Edwards' parents. He was just granted full parole by just two members of the National Parole Board, and only days after Lovey went AWOL while on day parole. Don Edwards and his wife, Tanis, will be back on my program tomorrow. What do you say to the victims' families?
I hear you, and I understand your frustration. We must end the catch-and-release criminal justice system enacted in Trudeau's bill C-75, C-83, C-5 that bring automatic bail, quick early release for gun crimes and extortion, that allow house arrest for career car thieves. I'm going to repeal all of that. It's going to be jail and not bail for repeat violent offenders. No more house arrest or parole for dangerous offenders. We're going to keep the worst criminal murderers in maximum security penitentiaries. We're going to secure the borders and the ports against the illegal importation of drugs and guns. That's how we're going to bring home safety for our people and stop the crime.
And one more question for you. The issue is immigration. Canadians, by majority, are telling national pollsters they have concerns about the impact of Liberal Party immigration numbers and targets, which the worry among many Canadians is they're negatively impacting on housing, health care, and social programs. How would you approach immigration?
I would link the immigration numbers to the availability of housing, health care, and jobs. I'd end the false asylum claims and the illegal immigration by fixing the mess in the asylum program that basically allows people to come in with no evidence that they are real refugees, and then we spend 7 years trying to get them out of the country at enormous cost to our social safety net and our housing market. I would work with the provinces to set population growth so that it doesn't exceed the number of homes we build. We need to build homes faster than we bring in people, or else we're going to worsen the housing shortage. So it's common sense. Look, we had the best immigration system in the world before Justin Trudeau ruined it. I want to get back to that common sense system.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.